That was Mike Florio, and he was on our show earlier today at 11:20. Mike from Pro Football Talk from NBC Sports, and I think that's a really interesting thought. I'm Jeff Elms, Dan Menigan in for Andy today. Coaches without head coaching experience, difficult cycle for them. I can see that, because some of the teams that are looking for coaches right now, I think they think they're ready to go.
I think the reason you're saying that, too, is because there's no offensive-minded head coach that you're looking at. I think that's the other part of it. If you had an offensive-minded head coach who was lighting the world on fire off of some team that you could steal, I think we would be having a different conversation. It's just this isn't that hiring cycle. The McVay tree has been so plucked over. It's unbelievable. The Shanahan tree has been plucked over. I don't know who you would take from... You know, Green Bay, I mean, okay, you could try one of those guys again, but that always seems to flop. You know, I just don't know who you're going after. I mean, Matt Nagy's out there, but...
There's supposedly rumblings that Matt Nagy is, I wouldn't say leading candidate, but a really hot candidate for Tennessee because he worked with their GM in Kansas City for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that relationship between coach and GM that, hey, let's do this together. And there's a lot to be said for that. If you missed that Florio interview or any other moments of our show, use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. It's powered by Integrated Restoration, your local experts in water, fire, and storm disaster restoration. I think Florio's point's really good. If I'm the Falcons, I'd be looking for a head coach who has experience. I honestly think Kevin's a perfect fit in Atlanta. I think he'd be a good fit in New York. I think Atlanta would be better for him, and I say that only because of this, and this might not even be a fair thing to say. Kevin's a nice guy. I wonder if he wants to deal with New York, because New York can be a not nice place to coach a pro sports franchise. Then again, if you win, my God, there's the statue.
Yeah, that's true.
You're anything that happens in New York, good or bad, gets amplified. So if you're okay in New York, boy, people are going to think you're really good.
Our social media badges are powered by Shapen Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads or to me at The Sports Feller on Twitter if you so desire. I've gotten a couple tweets on this, and it will make me laugh until the end of, can you imagine the New York media asking the pointed questions that they do and Kevin going, yeah, we got to review the film, and you know I got to coach better,
and see,
we got to
put these guys in.
Like, could you see the New York media sitting there going, like, "Oh my God, this guy, he won't stop."
Yeah,
I can hear every single gravelly voice New Yorker on WFAN losing their minds over that whole thing. It would be phenomenal.
That goes back to what I talked about earlier in the show, though.
This guy doesn't say anything. I don't know what the hell they're doing with him.
Exactly right. That goes back to what I said earlier. There are other factors if you have choices that maybe you don't want to deal with. You could go to Atlanta, and the folks in Atlanta would say, Falcons did what? Oh, that's awesome. Boy, did you see Georgia Tech last night?
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. I love the Braves. Braves are great.
There's so much going on in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And
Atlanta United cranking, you know, too.
I just think Kevin would do a nice job there. Tennessee, I think, is another one of those spots. Now, the ownership there is Mike Vrabel might tell Kevin, run far, run fast. But, you know, if it doesn't go real well in Tennessee, it's like, oh, that's too bad. Hey, did you see Blake Shelton opened up a new bar?
Hey, they're getting a new stadium down there. Cam Ward and Kevin Stefanski would get interesting, though.
I'll tell you what, that Reba McEntire, she just keeps cranking it out, doesn't she?
Dolly's doing what?
I don't know.
I think
Luke Combs has taken over.
It's also 100 year of the Grand Ole Opry, which is pretty cool, too.
You put together something that's going to irritate me.
Yes, I did. So I sat last night and I said, I want to go through all the coaches and I want to throw them in tiers because I hate doing rankings because rankings means you're locked into these things. I like tiers because it's easier to bunch these guys together.
Very fantasy football.
And you can kind of move them all over the place where necessary. And so I came up with dumb names for them. And so here is the Dan Menigan head coaching tier list for the Cleveland Browns. Our first category. Oh, dear God, no. That is the name of the category. That consists
of... Can I guess who the first name is?
Sure.
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, that is the first name that I have listed here. It falls under, oh, dear God, no. John Gruden is also on this list. Josh McDaniels makes his way on here as well. I don't want anybody from the Belichick tree, and I don't think McDaniels... Supposedly, he learned it the first time at Denver. Then he went to the Raiders and seemed to not learn how to work with people better.
You know, it could be a great story. Local guy comes back home.
Yeah, dear God, no. Matt Nagy also falls into that category, just how Chicago went with such a mess. And plus, I don't totally know what he does with Kansas City besides stand next to Andy Reid. He's not calling the plays as the offensive coordinator. He's just kind of helping along the way. And I don't know how much that help is, you know, hey, you're a good hang. Why don't you come, hang with us?
You know, Matt Nagy did a nice job that, I think it was his first year in Chicago.
Right. And then
when he had a young number two overall pick named Mitch Trubisky at quarterback.
Right. It wasn't the offense that caused him to do that.
And what
well.
Did Andrew Berry say? External veteran options at quarterback.
It wasn't the offense that did well for the Bears. Trust me. The defense won that one, and the offense just kind of puttered
up. Not saying it was. I'm just throwing things out there for you.
Just kind of puttered along.
Just trying to help, enhance your tears.
I would describe Matt Nagy's offense as puttering. Jason Garrett is on there. You could talk me into Jason Garrett into moving to a different category.
Local guy coming home?
I'm good on Jason Garrett, and the definitive one is Deion Sanders. I do not want Coach Prime here due to the fact that I worry about his health. His health is my number one thing. I just don't think Coach Prime is ready for the NFL. I think that's what we could throw out.
I would add this. If by chance Shadur doesn't develop, Deion going to bench his kid?
That's also valid. The next tier, I don't love it, but I can talk myself into it.
That the tier is not the whole tier. This is the name of the tier.
Yes, the next tier. I don't love it, but I can talk myself into it.
Okay.
Cliff Kingsbury, Tommy Reese, who is now
interviewing today.
Tomorrow. Thursday.
With Jim Schwartz,
who is also a part of the I don't love it, but I can talk myself into it tier is Jim Schwartz.
Wonder if they're going to eat lunch together in the bullpen. Get ready for it.
Joe Brady is another one that's on there, the offensive coordinator of the Bills.
Yeah.
Again, I'm running away from anyone who has anything to do with Josh Allen because I think Josh Allen can kind of spackle up some of your flaws. The other one is Vance Joseph, who was previously a head coach in this cycle. He's the defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos. And it's just
was the head coach in Denver.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird, by the way?
That's got to be an odd relationship.
Yeah.
But everybody blew out of there. They got rid of everybody in there. Vance Joseph makes that list as well. I'm not head over heels on that one, but I think I could talk myself into it. All right, the next tier.
You know the funny thing about all these coaches? We say all these things. God knows who goes somewhere and becomes a good NFL head coach.
Oh, God, this is such a crapshoot.
Yeah, I know. It really is.
I probably would have had Dan Campbell on Oh, God, No. So that tells you all you need to know right there. The next tier. This guy makes some sense. I like it. That's the name of the tier. This guy makes some sense. I like it.
I like your little names. They're cute.
Todd Monken is on this list. Lou
Anarumo. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Todd Monken. I like what he did in Georgia, and I like what he did with the Ravens offense.
Okay.
I think that's an interesting guy to bring in.
Such a great job. He got John Harbaugh fired.
Because, you know why? Because John Harbaugh didn't want to fire him, according to sources.
Yeah, well.
Which tells you something. If smart people don't want to move on from smart people, we should tell you who's smart. Lou Anarumo is on that list, too, the defensive coordinator.
Former Bengal and now Colts.
Yeah, of the Colts. He's an interesting guy. He can kind of morph into whatever he needs to be, and he's pretty good at having one hand tied behind his back. He does a pretty good job at
tough making, to hold a clipboard that way.
Yeah, he does a good job of that one. Brian and Flores coach. Is on this list as well. Jeff Hafley.
There he goes.
The defensive coordinator of the Packers on this list. Clint Kubiak is on there as well. The Packers OC, Adam Sturdivant, is on there. That one makes some sense. I don't love that. I think I would move that one to I don't love it now that I'm looking at it now. Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams.
Who worked at John Carroll and dad is David and grandpa Don.
Yes. That one,
I wonder how tarnished, if at all, the Shula family is because of what happened to Dave in Cincinnati.
That could be.
I mean, last I heard, Dave was coaching wide receivers at Dartmouth.
I haven't looked.
His alma mater.
I haven't looked to see what he's doing.
Yeah,
I can't say either direction, but
he was running Shula Steakhouse for a while.
That defense
higher up in it
is really good with the Rams, and he's a big brain behind.
They're
him.
Really good.
Speaking of defensive guys, Steve Spagnuolo is on that list. I would hire Steve
from the Chiefs.
I would hire Spags in a minute. Spags plus Myles Garrett in this defense. Woo!
Can we bring Chris Jones with him?
Let's have some fun. You can be. You got two DTs that are pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, I want three.
Well, you can't play all three of them, Jeff.
Yes, you can. Spags will figure it out.
Love Spags. The other one that's on this list is a name that I don't think a lot of people have heard of is Declan Doyle. So Declan Doyle, for those of you who do not know,
didn't he hang out with Austin Powers?
He is 30. He is the
That was funny.
He was the offensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears.
Chicago. I love the way you say Chicago.
And so he's Ben Johnson's guy below him. He worked with Sean Payton before that. He's 30. Now, this would be your, like, all right, I'm getting my McVay.
I'm hiring Sean McVay.
Yeah. Right. I want my guy.
I'm hiring Mike Tomlin.
Who's like McVay. He was with the New Orleans Saints as an offensive assistant, then found his way to the Broncos. So he's worked with Sean Payton for a lot of years, since 2019 to 2024, and then Ben Johnson poached him to be the OC with the Bears. Now, again, that's one of those where you kind of have that name circled as somebody interesting.
If a guy like Johnson hires you to come in and be his offensive coordinator,
tells you something.
It should tell you something.
Tells you something.
Yeah.
That's why I got that name on there.
Well, Dan, I so enjoyed your tears.
No. There's one more.
Great.
The last one.
That's awesome.
This is my dude. Let's roll. Robert Saleh, Jesse Minter, Anthony Weaver. Those are the three there. Three defensive guys. And then one guy that stands above else, which is, oh my God, I can't believe he's available. And get him now. John Harbaugh. So that's the tiers that I have.
Since you're sitting in here and you can't play the applause, I'll just go ahead and applaud for you.
I'm shocked you're doing that after how I once again trashed Mike McCarthy in front of you.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was interesting that when I mentioned Mike McCarthy to Chris Rose, Chris seemed interested and seemed to tell us to pay attention. Didn't you think?
Yeah.
And he said, I mentioned McCarthy some time ago.
Yeah, I just don't think that's an inspired hire.
I know you don't.
I just don't see it.
I will tell you, you are slightly tarnished on Mike McCarthy because you watched so closely in Green Bay, as the Packers are one of your two favorite teams. I look at what he did in Dallas, and you know he had a rougher first year losing record, then went 12-5 three straight years, couldn't get deep into the playoffs, and then had a rough last year and was done. I wonder, you know, are the 3-12-5 years more indicative than the first and the last year? I don't know the answer to that. Our Browns beat reporter is Daryl Ryder. Daryl's taking a break from stalking out Berea. I just saw him walk down the hallway. I think we'll have him stop in and join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.